Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 19.
让我们把圣经打开到路加福音的十九章。
And we'll begin from verse 11.
我们从第十一节开始读。
Luke 19, starting from verse 11. Now, as they heard these things, he, that is Jesus, spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, occupy till I come.
众人正在听见这话的时候，是从第十一节，众人正在听见这些话的时候，耶稣因为将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说，有一个贵胄往远方去，要得国回来，便叫了他的十个仆人来，交给他们十锭银子，说你们去做生意，只等我回来。
And so we want to focus this morning on this phrase, occupy till I come.
所以我们今天要注意的就在这样一句话，你们去做生意，只等我回来。
In your translations, most likely it says, trade till I come, do business, invest, engage, in business till I come.
所以在你的翻译里面，很可能他讲的是去投资，去做生意。
But in the King James, it says, occupy till I come.
但是在钦定本里面，这里面讲的是要被占据，只等我回来。
And this is our impression for this time, this phrase, occupy till I come.
所以这一段我们就来看这句话，让它给我们有这样一个印象，就是要被占据，只等我回来。
And in the same chapter, we'll read verse 15 to 17.
在同样的一章，我们从第十五节再读到第十七节。
And so it was that when he, the Lord, returned, having received the kingdom, he then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities.
第十五节，他既得国回来，就吩咐叫那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。头一个上来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for this time.
主啊，我们为这个时间感谢你。
And we are thankful even for this opportunity to draw near to you.
我们为着这样一个机会可以亲近你，就要来感谢。
And we are thankful for that promise that when we draw near to you, you will draw near to us.
而且我们感谢你，你有应许说，亲近你的，你必亲近他。
And so we pray you may open your word to us this morning.
所以我们祷告，你把你的话语打开。
That we may turn our eyes upon you and fix our eyes upon you, the author and finisher of our faith.
所以我们可以转眼仰望耶稣，因为你是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Anoint this time, anoint the speaking and the hearing.
用你的膏来恩膏这一段的时间，让讲的跟听的都在这个恩膏下面。
And we are here to hear your word.
我们在这里要来听见你的话。
We are here to respond to your word.
我们在这里要对你的话有回应。
And we are here to obey your word.
我们在这里是要遵从你的话。
Tell us what you want to say on your heart on this matter of occupy till you come.
求你跟我们讲，告诉我们在被占据只等我回来这句话上，你要向我们说什么。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And so this morning we would like to meditate together on the parable of the minas.
所以我们今天一起来思想，就是这一锭银子。
And our Lord spoke this parable as he was approaching Jerusalem.
当主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候，那时候他正在接近耶路撒冷。
And the disciples thought at this time that surely this is when our Lord will be crowned King of Kings.
所以门徒在心里面想啊，这就是时候到了，主耶稣要被冠为万王之王。
The kingdom of God is to appear immediately.
那我们神的君王马上就要显现了。
But our Lord knew what was going to happen.
但是我们的主知道将要发生什么。
It was time for his departure.
是他离开的时候快到了。
And so out of this, he spoke this parable.
所以在这个背景下面他讲了这么一个比喻
that he is the one who is going to go away
他是那要离开的
but one day he will return
但有一天他还要再回来
in this time period when we are waiting for the Lord to return
所以在这一段时候我们是等候我们的主回来
he speaks to this phrase to each and every one of us this command occupy till he comes
所以他对我们每一个人有这么一个命令被占据只等我回来
We find that the Lord did not give us a to-do list of what to do with the mina.
我们看到主并没有因为这锭银子就给我们一个清单该怎么做。
But he only says, occupy till I come.
他只是这么讲被占据只等我回来。
And when we think about this, we realize we can be occupied by many things.
当我们这样来读的时候应该会意识到我们可以被很多东西所占据。
Perhaps news, or the pandemic.
或者是关于疫情的这些消息
we could be occupied by our work
或者被我们的工作所占据
we could be occupied by our phones
或者被我们的手机所占据
but we know the Lord is telling us to be occupied with Him and Him alone
但是我们看到主对我们的要求是被他而且只是被他所占据
Is He the one who occupies our hearts
他是那个占据我们全心的那一位
And that's our focus for this morning
这就是我们今天早上要集中来看的
And so when we think of the word occupy oftentimes we have a misconception that we should be occupied with the Lord's work
当我们看到这个词被占据的时候经常会想到就是要被一些工作所占据
we should be serving in the house of God
我们需要在神的家里面侍奉
we should preach the gospel
我们需要来传福音
and yes these are all good things
没错这些都是很好的事
but when we look closely at the Bible there are those there's a stark contrast between those who are occupied with the work of God and those who are occupied with the Lord Jesus
但是如果我们从圣经上来看的话有一个鲜明的对比就是有人是被这些工作来占据有的人是被神主耶稣自己来占据
and so here are some examples
现在我们来看一些例子
we recall in Luke 2 when our Lord was presented at the temple to God
我们看到在路加福音第二章主耶稣在圣殿上被带到圣殿被奉献
There were many Jews that were around
那个时候周围有许多的犹太人
They were occupied with many activities that were at the temple
但是他们却被在圣殿里面那些活动所占据
And only Simeon and Anna realized who has come to the temple
只有西缅跟哈拿他们知道亚拿那个哈拿他们知道谁到了这个圣殿里面来
Simeon was occupied with the coming of the consolation of Israel
所以西面他是被那个以色列的安慰者要来到这件事所占据
He knew he would not taste death until he has seen the Lord's Christ
他知道如果神不让他亲眼看见的话不会让他安然的离去
And Anna herself spent countless years in fasting and prayers night and day.
而亚拿自己呢，他就花了许多的年日，昼夜的在那里禁食祷告。
She was occupied with God.
他是被神所占据的。
Another example, when our Lord was at Bethany.
另外一个例子就是我们的主在伯大尼。
Martha was busy serving the kitchen.
马大在那个厨房里面忙乱。
And Mary sat at the Lord's feet.
而玛利亚呢却坐在主的脚前
Martha began to resent Mary for not helping out
这个时候呢马大就很生气因为玛利亚没有在厨房里面帮他
But the Lord said Mary had chosen the good part
但是主耶稣却说玛利亚所拣选的是那上好的
And we also recall the church of Ephesus in Revelation 2
而且我们也可以想到在启示录第二章讲到以弗所的教会
and we look at the list of good works they're doing and we are impressed
我们看到他们那些好的行为真的是很惊奇
they had a lot of good works
他们有许多许多的好行为
but our Lord had this against them they had left their first love
但是主在那里却在那里来责备他们因为他们把起初的爱心离弃了
And so we see in these three examples, there are many activities and services we could be occupied with.
所以我们在刚才看到的例子里面可以知道有许多的活动有许多外面的服饰可以占据我们。
The Jews were occupied with the temple services.
那些犹大人当时是被在圣殿里面的服饰所占据。
Martha was occupied with being busy serving in the kitchen.
那马大是被在厨房里面那些忙乱的服侍所占据。
The brothers and sisters in Ephesus were occupied with the works, the good works.
在以弗所的弟兄姐妹们被许多好的行为所占据。
And we do confess in our hearts, we are so much like them.
我们需要在心里面承认，很多时候我们就像他们一样。
We want to do something for the Lord.
我们要为神做一些事。
We want to accomplish something.
我们要在神里面成就一些事。
But the Lord is looking into our hearts to see if we are occupied with Him.
但是神却要在我们心里面来看有没有被他所占据。
So what does it mean to be occupied with Him?
那什么被叫做被他所占据呢？
It is to have that first love for our Lord Jesus.
那就是要向着我们的主耶稣有那起初的爱心。
It is to be like Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus.
需要像玛利亚一样坐在主耶稣的脚前。
And this begins from our heart.
这个是从我们的心开始。
And I always remember our brother Lance Lambert mentioned that Christ is to be the center and circumference of our lives.
我一直记得兰培德弟兄曾经讲过这么一句话，主耶稣应该是我们的中心，也是我们的四维。
Think of that. Christ is to be everything in our lives.
想一想的话，就是基督他要成为我们生活里面、生命里面的每一个方面。
And he is to be the Alpha and Omega and everything in between.
他要成为阿拉法，他要成为俄梅伽，而且是其中的每一个。
From the Bible, Paul is an excellent example of one who is occupied with the Lord.
所以在圣经里面还有一个很好的例子，就是保罗，他就是被主所占据的。
Before he was saved, he was occupied with the law, and as being the Pharisee of Pharisees, a Hebrew of Hebrews.
在这之前，他是被律法所占据，他是法利赛人里面的法利赛人，是希伯来人里面的希伯来人。
To that extent, he saw our Lord Jesus as an impostor to Judaism.
所以他看到主耶稣的话，就看到从这个犹太主义出发，看到主耶稣是一个骗子。
So he was bent on destroying the church.
所以他的全心就是要来毁坏教会。
But on the road to Damascus, he met the Lord.
但是在去大马士革的路上，他遇见了主耶稣。
Something about the Lord's appearing gripped his heart.
所以主的这个显现就抓住了他的心。
The Lord captured his heart.
主耶稣抓住了他的心。
And so he spent the rest of his life wanting to know, pursuing the Lord, to know the Lord in reality.
所以他就在他一生里面就要决意要来认识主，认识耶稣基督为至宝。
He had passion to pursue after the Lord at all costs.
他愿意丢弃万事来为要得着主耶稣。
He counted all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus.
他将万事都当作有损的，以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
And he pressed on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
而且他向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面招他要得的奖赏。
And Paul was occupied with the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣是保罗是被主耶稣所占据的。
And that was his passion and his pursuit.
这就是他里面的那个追求，也是他所有激情的来源。
And the same passion and pursuit that Paul had, we are likewise to have in our hearts for our Lord.
所以我们里面也应当有同样的追求，有同样的这样的激情。
And he is the one our heart is pursuing after.
他就是我们心要追求的那唯一的一位。
We forget what's behind and we look to our Lord.
我们应当忘记背后而努力面前的，向着主。
We fix our eyes on Jesus and run after him as our goal.
我们应该转眼来仰望耶稣，让他成为我们的标杆。
And he is our single pursuit and he becomes everything in our lives.
当他成为我们那个唯一追求的时候，就成为我们生命的全部。
And as he becomes everything to us, we discover we enter into fellowship.
当他成为我们生命的全部的时候，那我们就进入到这个交通里面。
And today we have cheapened this word fellowship.
我们今天把交通完全贬价了，贬值了。
We greatly misuse the word.
我们很多时候是错用了这个词。
And we think of fellowship as hanging out or having a water cooler talk.
我们觉得交通呢，就是大家围在一起，在那个冰河的前面。
And we do that with our brothers and sisters.
我们与弟兄姐妹们这样聚集。
So for example, let's get all the brothers together and we will watch the Astros games and talk about the Astros.
比如我们弟兄们聚集在一起来看这个太空人队他们的比赛来讲啊来讲论。
And we think of that as fellowship.
我们把这个想成就是交通。
But no, fellowship is not that.
不是的，交通不是这样的。
Fellowship is sharing life together.
交通是来彼此分享我们的生命。
And there's an exchange of life.
在这里面有一个生命的交流。
Our Lord wants to fellowship with us.
我们的主愿意与我们交通。
He wants to share with us what is on his heart.
他愿意把他心里面的与我们交通。
We are to be occupied with him to hear his voice.
所以我们需要被他所占据才能够听见他的声音。
And we see this in our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
当主耶稣在地上的时候我们也看到这一点。
He rose early to spend time with his father.
他是很早的起来与他的父花时间在一起。
He knew what was on his father's heart.
他知道在他父亲的心里到底是什么。
He communed with his father.
他与他的父交通。
And so he knew where he was supposed to go and what he was supposed to do.
所以他知道要去哪里，也知道该做什么。
In John 8:38, he says, I speak the things which I have seen with my father.
在约翰福音八章三十八节那里说，我所说的是在我父那里看见的。
In John 5:19, he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing."
在约翰福音的五章十九节说，我实实在在的告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
He has such communion with the Father.
他有如此的一个交通与他的父。
And likewise, today we are called to fellowship with him.
同样的，我们今天被呼召是与主来交通。
And when we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
如果我们亲近主，主必亲近我们。
And we enjoy his presence and we commune in his presence.
我们可以享受他的同在，也在同在里面与他交通。
And oftentimes we are like the church in Laodicea.
但很多时候我们就像以弗所的教会。
And we have a lot of works.
有许多的工作
and we are satisfied with what we have.
而且我们为着已经有的就满足了
and as a result we forget to dwell in the presence of God.
这个结果呢就是我们忘记了要停留在神的同在里面
and we shut him out.
我们把他关在门外了
but thank the Lord, he's still calling out to us today.
但是感谢主他今天还在这样来召唤我们
he's knocking at the doors of our hearts.
他是在我们的心门外面来敲门。
He wants to come in and dine with us.
他愿意进来与我们一同坐席。
When we hear his voice and hear him knocking on the door, may it be that we open our hearts to him.
所以愿意我们听见他声音，听见他在敲门的时候，就把心打开向着他。
And so far we seem to be occupied with him is to be in first love.
所以我们刚才所看到的，关于被占据是讲到我们要有起初的爱。
And from being in first love, we are brought into fellowship with the Lord.
当我们有起初的爱之后，就会被带进与主的交通里面。
And what is the result from being occupied with him?
那我们被他所占据之后的结果是什么呢？
In 2 Corinthians 3:18 it says, But we all with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord,are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
在哥林多后书三章十八节那里面讲，我们众人既敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
And when we are occupied with the Lord, we are transformed into that same image from glory to glory.
所以当我们与主交通之后就被改变成为他那个荣耀的形状。
We become like our Lord and we reflect who he is.
那我们就开始来像他，而且我们反映的是他自己。
And when others see us, they see Christ in us.
当别人看见我们，就看见我们里面的基督。
And this is what we see in the parable as well. One servant gained 10 minas, another servant gained 5 minas.
就像我们在刚才那个比喻里面所看到的，有的人，有的仆人得了十锭银子，有的仆人得了五锭银子。
And what are the minas?
那这些银子是什么呢？
Our brothers tell us minas speak of responsibility.
有弟兄讲到这个银子就是讲到我们的责任。
And we are responsible for the grace that has been freely given to us.
我们是得了白白的恩典，但这个恩典后面也有它的职责。
And grace is the life of Christ in us.
这个 恩典是主在我们里面的生命。
And when we are born again, we receive the life of Christ, and that life is to grow in us.
当我们重生之后，主耶稣的生命，这个永生在我们里面，但这个生命还要成长。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面就成了那有荣耀的盼望。
And the servants did not have to work with their own strength to gain the minas.
这些仆人们其实并不要靠自己的能力来得这些银子。
Rather, it's from being occupied with the Lord.
反而他们是因着被占据而赚银子。
Then supernaturally, naturally, there's an increase of the life of Christ in them.
所以超自然的里面，自然的这些人里面就有基督的生命。
And they became who the Lord destined for them to be.
所以他们就成为主早就预定他们所要成为的。
So we can say being occupied with the Lord brings us into the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们可以这么讲，如果被主所占据的话，我们就被带进神永远的旨意。
Our lives are changed so we become who the Lord has destined for us to be.
我们的生命也成为主他已经早就预定我们要成为的。
Our destiny is that you and I may in the end have the very character and nature of our Lord Jesus.
那我们的结局应该成为什么呢？就是成为主耶稣他所示的，完全相与他相似。
And he is to be expressed through each of us.
他要在我们里面得着彰显。
And so when we are occupied with the Lord, we are brought into spiritual responsibility.
所以当我们被他所占据的时候，也自然地被带进到属灵的那些侍奉里面。
And it is out of first love for the Lord and being occupied with the Lord, we serve the Lord.
所以是在这个起初的爱里面，在被神占据里面，我们进到侍奉。
Being in first love with the Lord does not mean we isolate ourselves and do nothing.
这个起初的爱并不是说我们整个人被隔离。
But out of first love comes spiritual responsibility, and we serve the Lord out of love.
所以这个起初带带来的是在属灵里面的一些职责，所以我们也在这个爱里面来侍奉。
And that's what we see in Martha's life later on.
我们也在马大她后面的生活里面看到。
In John 12, we again see her serving, but this time she did not complain.
在约翰福音十二章，我们看到马大又在那里服侍，但她却完全没有抱怨。
She was occupied with the Lord, and out of her love for the Lord came service.
所以她是被主完全占据，而且是从这个爱里面所出来的侍奉。
And recently among young people, there has been a lot of talk about social justice.
最近在年轻人里面，很多时候提到这个社会的公平的问题。
And we feel something needs to change.
我们觉得有些事要被改变。
But when we look at Christian history, we see there are brothers and sisters in the Lord who made a difference, but it started with being occupied with the Lord Jesus.
在我们这个基督信仰的历史里面，看到许许多多的弟兄姐妹们，他们把这个改变带到这个世界，但是他的开始却是被主耶稣所占据而来的。
And George Mueller is an example. He was a German brother in the Lord, and then he went to England.
像乔治穆勒这位德国的弟兄就是这样一个例子，他来到了英格兰。
And this was in the 19th century.
是在19世纪。
At that time, if you were an orphan, you either live in the streets or you were in prison.
在那个时候，那当地的孤儿，或者你就是在街上，或者你就是在监牢里面。
There were very few orphanages.
因为有很少的那个孤儿收容所。
But in his lifetime, he built 5 large orphan houses and cared for 10,024 orphans.
但是在穆勒弟兄他的一生，他建立了有五个大的孤儿院，里面收容了有12,024位孤儿。
And he never asked for financial support, and he never went into debt.
他从来没有公开去募捐，但是他也从来没有欠过债。
He prayed to the Lord.
他向着神来祷告。
And the Lord answered.
而神也回应了他的祷告。
He was dependent on the Lord and he was occupied with the Lord.
他依靠神，而且他也是被神所占据。
And out of that came ministry to others.
在这个里面就自然地带出他在外面的服事。
So it was said in his later years, and I quote, so confident was his faithbecome through years of asking and receiving, so intimate was his communion with God from uncounted hours spent in audience with him, that his countenance and his whole bearing manifested the dignity of a member of the royal household of heaven.
所以在他生命的 后期，他是如此的有确信，借着他的信心在许多年，因为他这样的祈求跟得着，所以他在神面前有个极亲密的交通，因为他花了许多的时日在神的面前来听神对他要讲的声音，所以在这样的里面，在他身上所呈现的，他整个人表现的就是那个尊贵，就是那个高尚，这个就是在这个神尊贵的家中的那个形象，这是天上的形象。
And so George Mueller was occupied with the Lord. Out of being occupied with the Lord came fellowship, and out of his fellowship came serving one another, and he was also likewise transformed and became like a prince because he was expressing the life of Christ.
所以借着乔治穆勒弟兄被主所占据，后面就有与神的交通，在这个交通里面他开始来服侍周围的人，而且在这个里面他也被改变成为主自己那样的形象。
And we have shared on this morning that we are to be occupied with the Lord.
所以今天早上我们分享了要被主所占据。
He is to be our first love, our center and our circumference.
他应该成为我们的起初的爱，是我们的中心，也是我们的四维。
Out of being occupied with the Lord, we are brought into fellowship, we serve Him responsibly, and we are transformed from glory to glory.
所以当我们这样被他所占据的时候，就与他有交通，交通里面带来服侍，我们也被改变，荣上加荣。
And this is what will make us ready for the soon return of our Lord.
这就是如何我们可以被预备，为着他的再来。
And this is similar to Simeon and Anna.
这就是那个亚拿跟西面他们的故事。
They were waiting for the first coming of our Lord.
他们等候的是主第一次的再来，第一次的来。
And we should likewise have the same heart and attitude.
同样，我们也应该有这样的心和这样的态度。
So really, it comes down to this question: Are we occupied with the Lord, or are we occupied with something else?
所以现在我们所要面对的这一个问题就是。我们现在是被主所占据，还是被其他的事物所占据
？The Holy Spirit has to search in our lives to see what occupies our lives.
所以圣灵要在这里检查我们，看看我们的心里面是被什么所占据。
And we confess there are many things.
我们要在神面前承认许多的事。
The fleeting promotion of our job.
也许我们心里面想的是在工作上面快速的升迁。
The thought of our future.
或者想到将来。
The economy and our jobs.
这些经济上的事，还有我们这个工作的情形。
But when we are open and honest with the Lord, let us be quick to repent.
如果我们在神面前敞开的话，需要很快的悔改。
And today, when we have this opportunity, let us return to the Lord and be occupied with Him alone.
所以，当今天还有机会的时候，愿意我们转眼来仰望他，是吧？被他所占据。
And the King is coming soon.
因为这个君王就要来到
and we are to occupy till he comes
我们应当被他所占据只等他回来
may the Lord write these words into our hearts
愿意主把这些话写在我们的心上
that on that day when we see him face to face we will hear this word well done good and faithful servant
所以当那天我们面对面见到他的时候他可以对我们说好又良善又忠心的仆人
may the Lord help us
愿意主来帮助我们。
We'll turn the time over to Brother Caleb.
现在把时间交给 Caleb 弟兄。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3.
让我们大家一起把圣经打开到哥林多后书的第三章
verses 14 through 17
第十四到十七节
let us read this together in English and Chinese
让我们是中文英文一起来读
But their minds were hardened for until this very day at the reading of the old covenant the same veil remains unlifted because it is removed in Christ but to this day whenever Moses is read a veil lies over their heart but whenever a person turns to the Lord the veil is taken away now the Lord is the Spirit and where the Spirit of the Lord is there is liberty may we continue on to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 5
我们下面继续来读 格林多后书的四章五节。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. And a few verses down, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18.
那我们再往下是在格林多后书的四章十六到十八节。
And therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Our brother Elliot this morning already opened up regarding the burden for this morning.
今天 Elliot 弟兄已经在开头的时候把今天的负担已经提出来。
Occupy till I return.
就是被占据只等我再来。
We are to be faithful with the talents that God has given us.
我们需要在神给我们的这些银子上面要忠心。
We are to do God's work while we're on this earth.
当我们在地上的时候要来做主工。
So as I was meditating upon this topic of occupy,
当我这样来思想这个题目就是被占据的时候
I asked the Lord, what does this mean to us practically?
我就问神说对我们来讲实际的意义是什么
How do we do God's work while we're on this earth?
我们在这个地上怎样来做你的工
And the Lord brought my attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4
所以神就让我的注意力集中在格林多后书的第三、第四章。
And it's from this section that I'd like to share three main points.
在这一段里面，我想跟大家分享三点。
First, for us to do God's work while on this earth, we must turn to the Lord.
第一件就是，如果我们要在这个地上来做主工的话，第一件是必须要转向我们的主。
And when we turn to the Lord, we begin to know His heart.
当我们转向主的时候就知道他的心意
And when we know his heart we are to live out that gospel
如果我们知道他的心意就可以活出这个福音
The gospel which is Christ
这个福音就是基督他自己
And lastly, momentary light afflictions will come our way
那后面这些静默思想里面这些我们就可以从主来得着
And these afflictions must come to test our faith
这些思想就让我们的信心要被试炼
So to the first point we must first turn to the Lord
所以第一点我们必须要来转向主
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 14 to 17 speaks about a veil that covers our heart when Moses is read
在哥林多后书三章的十四十七节那里面提到在摩西的脸上有一个帕子
But when a person turns to the Lord, that veil is removed.
但是一个人转向主的时候，这个帕子就被挪去了。
Sorry, that veil is taken away.
这个帕子是被除去了。
It is taken away in Christ.
是在基督里面被除去了。
And the Lord, where the Lord is, there is the Spirit.
主在哪里，那个灵就在哪里。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
那主在那里，那里就得以自由。
So we see the benefits of turning to the Lord and removing that veil.
所以我们看到，如果转向主，就有这么多的益处。
But
因为这个帕子可以被除去。
The question is, I had to ask. So what really is this veil?
那这个问题就是这个帕子是什么
？If we take a look at the context of this,
如果我们来看这一段的背景
，When Moses came down from Mount Sinai,
当主耶稣当摩西从西乃山上下来的时候
，Right, he had put a veil over his face to cover the diminishing glory of that previous encounter with the Lord.
这个帕子就放在他的脸上，要遮盖那个慢慢要消退过去那个脸上那个荣光是他见到在山上见到神之后的荣光。
See, this veil is a dependence upon our previous experiences with the Lord.
所以这个帕子要遮盖的是我们以前可能与主的一些经历。
This is a dependency upon the testimonies of others.
也许是别人的一些经历。
The experiences of other brothers and sisters.
也许是别人弟兄姐妹们他们所有的经验。
But God wants us to have a fresh encounter with Him day by day.
但是神却让我们与他每天有新鲜的交流。
And this veil keeps us from having that.
但是这样的帕子却阻挡我们与他直接的来交通。
And not only does this veil keep us from coming to see the Lord,
不光这个帕子阻挡我们来看见我们的主
but it covers ourselves from seeing our own condition
而且呢挡住了我们让我们看不见自己的光景
when we don't look to the Lord we look to ourselves
如果我们不来仰望、啊、看主的话那我们就会看自己
we look at our own righteous deeds
但是看到自己是看到我们里面那些义行
I've been going to church very consistently
我是持续的去聚会
Look, even after the pandemic I started going to prayer meeting
就算在疫情开始之后我还参加祷告聚会的
The Lord wants us to turn our eyes to Him
但是主却让我们转眼来仰望他
He doesn't want us to look back upon our previous experiences
他不愿意我们来转眼看我们以前的一些经历
He wants us to show His mercies new every morning
他愿意我们来看到他的慈爱每天早晨都是新鲜的。
He wants us to show us his faithfulness.
他愿意让我们看见他是何等的信实。
And when we turn to the Lord, that veil is taken away.
所以当我们转向主的时候，这个帕子就被除去了。
And he begins to show more of himself to us.
他就可以更多的把自己显现给我们。
He reveals first of all to us his mercy and his grace.
他向我们显现首先就是他的怜悯跟恩典
Isaiah chapter 10 verses 13 says Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you Therefore he will rise up to show you compassion For the Lord is a God of justice Blessed are all who wait for him
在以赛亚书第十章第十三节在那里面这么讲十章十三节因为他说我所成就的事是靠我手的能力和我的智慧我本有聪明我
Isaiah 30 verse 13
故此这罪孽在你们身上好像将要破裂凹出来的高墙顷刻之间忽然崩塌
1 John 1:9 says If we confess our sins He is faithful and just to cleanse us to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness
那在约翰一书的第一章第十九第九节那里说我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
You see, mercy is not receiving something that we deserve
这个怜悯就是说我们没有接受我们该接受的
We know that the result of sin is death
我们知道罪的工价就是死
And the Lord did not allow us to die in this manner
所以神他没有让我们在这样的情形里面灭亡
And he showed us his mercy
他向我们显出了他的怜悯
But through his mercy he also showed us his grace
但是在怜悯里面他还显出他的恩典
Grace is deserving is getting something that we do not deserve
这个恩典的意思就是我们得着了却是我们不配得的
And in His grace, we know that He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, as a propitiation for our sins.
所以在这个恩典里面，他把他自己的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
He came and stood in our place.
他来到站在我们的地位。
And He died on our behalf.
而且为我们而死。
He no longer wants us to look upon ourselves and our own righteousness.
他不愿意我们再来看自己的义行。
For these are but filthy rags.
因为这些在神面前只不过是破烂的遮羞布一样。
He wants us to turn to him and see his mercy and his grace that he has given to us so freely.
所以他愿意我们来转眼来看他为我们预备这些白白的怜悯跟恩典。
Not only this, he doesn't want us to live in the guilt of our sin.
不光是这样他不愿意我们是活在那个罪的负疚里面。
Just another day, one of sisters asked us, "Why is it that I keep struggling in the same sin?"
在过去的一段时间，有一个姐妹一直的在问，为什么我一直是活在这个罪里面呢
？I have been saved. Why do I still sin?
为什么我已经得救了，还活在罪中呢
？Brothers and sisters, we are all sinners saved by grace.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都是罪人，蒙主恩。
While we're on this earth, we have this fleshly body.
在我们在地上的时候都有这样的肉身
And this flesh often causes us to sin
而且这个肉体是让我们犯罪的
But we must learn to turn to the Lord
但是我们必须学会怎么样来转眼仰望耶稣
Turn to his mercy and his grace
来转向他的怜悯和他的慈爱
So that we may experience him and know him more
所以我们可以经历他，也更多的认识他。
Not only does he show his mercy and grace, but he also shows us his love for us.
不光他向我们来显现他的怜悯跟他的恩典，也向我们显现他的爱。
Romans chapter 5 verses 8 says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us."
罗马书第五章第八节那里面讲，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
1 John 3:1 says, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are."
在约翰一书的三章一节也说，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女了。
And as we turn to the Lord, we see the depths of his love.
所以我们如果转向他的话，就看见他爱的那个高深。
We're reminded of his great sacrifice for us.
而且我们也被提醒就是他那牺牲的爱。
And this is why we have regular table meetings.
这就是为什么我们一直要有饼杯的聚会。
Is to remember him and what he did on the cross for us.
因为我们要来纪念他，要纪念他在十字架上的受死的爱。
It is to turn us to see the Lord's love.
而且让我们可以转向来看见他的爱。
If the Lord Jesus was able to save the vilest of sinners,
如果耶稣连最深罪里面的罪人都可以拯救的话，
If he could save Paul, who persecuted and killed Christians in the name and misrepresented the name of the Lord,
如果他可以拯救那个逼迫基督徒的残害基督徒的保罗，
He who considered himself the greatest of sinners,
因为保罗曾经说我是罪人里面的罪魁。
If the Lord can save him, he definitely can save you and me.
如果神主可以拯救他，主也能拯救你，也能拯救我。
Let us turn to the Lord and see his great love for us.
所以我们真的是要来转向主，来看见他向着我们这样伟大的爱。
And as we turn to the Lord, we also see his strength and his power.
当我们转向主的时候，也看见他的能力和他的大能。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 9 says, His strength is made perfect in our weakness.
在哥林多后书12章第9节，在那里面讲到，我的恩典够你用的。
And when we turn to the Lord, we turn away from our own weaknesses.
如果我们来转向主的话，其实我们就背向了自己的软弱。
We turn away from our own pride.
而且我们从自己的骄傲里面转背离开。
We turn away from our own frail ability.
我们从自己这个软弱的能力里面离开。
And we turn away, and we turn to see, and we experience the power and the strength of the Lord.
而且我们可以看见，而且可以经历他那个大能。
Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us."
在以弗所书三章二十节那里面这么讲，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
If we are to occupy till he returns,
如果我们真的是被他所占据，只等他回来。
If we are to do God's work while we're on this earth,
如果我们真的要在这个地上来做他的工的话，
we must turn to the Lord Jesus.
我们必须来转向主耶稣基督。
We must turn and see his mercy and grace.
我们必须来看见他的怜悯和他的恩典。
We must turn and see his love for us.
我们必须来看见他向着我们的爱。
We must turn and experience his power and his strength that he will use this to accomplish his will.
我们必须要看见他的能力和他的大能，因为这些可以成就一切。
It is only through him that we can occupy till he returns.
只有借着他，我们才可以被占据，只等他回来。
And to my second point, after we've turned to the Lord, we must live out that gospel.
那第二点，当我们来转向主之后，就是要来活出这个福音。
The gospel is interchangeable with a number of words.
这个福音有其他的词可以互换。
Right, some call it the good news.
有的人称它为好消息。
And also some say it is Christ. It is Christ.
很多人讲就是基督他自己。
The gospel is Christ.
没错，福音就是基督。
And often when we think of the gospel, we think about it's just something that we speak to one another.
当我们想到福音的时候，就讲到我们彼此所说的。
The gospel is Christ, and we must live Christ in us.
福音就是基督，所以我们必须活出基督。
that life of Christ must be lived out in us.
这个基督的生命必须在我们里面可以活出来。
This is not something we keep in our minds.
这个不是。
The gospel isn't something we just keep in our minds.
福音这个福音并不只是我们在心思里面保存的一件事。
The gospel isn't something that we simply speak.
也并不是我们只是嘴上所谈论的。
The gospel is Christ, and we must live out Christ.
福音就是基督他自己，所以我们必须活出这个福音。
And it's only through Christ that we can do God's work.
而且只有借着基督，我们才能够做主的工。
It is through His life that we can do His work while we're on this earth.
只有借着他的生命，我们才可以在这个地上来活出这样的见证。
Not by our own good works.
不是靠着自己的好行为。
Not by our religion.
不是借着我们的宗教
only through that life of Christ
只有借着基督他的生命
and lastly as we for us to occupy while we're on this earth
那最后一点关于我们要被占据在这个地上只等他回来
momentary light afflictions will test our faith
momentarily 至暂至轻的苦楚要成就的极重无比永远的荣耀。
It will come and to test our faith.
他要来这至暂至轻的苦楚要来试验我们的信心。
Our faith must be tested that it may be mature.
我们的信心要被试验之后才能够成熟。
Christ was tested while he was on this earth.
因为耶稣基督他自己在地上就被试验过。
And while he was tested, he was obedient to the point of death, death on the cross.
他在被试验的时候他不但是死以至于死且死在十字架上。
And so in our walk with God, our faith will be tested.
所以当我们与主同行的时候信心一定是要被试验的。
We will encounter trials of many kinds.
我们必须要经历许多许多的那些试炼。
And these are considered momentary light afflictions.
但这些试炼只不过是至暂至轻的苦楚。
Because compared to what the Lord Jesus endured on the cross for us.
如果我们与主耶稣在十字架上所承受的来比较的话。
These are nothing in comparison.
这些真的不算什么。
And as we are tested, we must learn to be faithful.
所以当我们被试验的时候必须要来学习要忠心
like the servants who had 5 or 10 talents
就像那个仆人有五锭银子或者有十锭银子
they had to be faithful with those 5 and 10 talents
不管他们是有五锭或者有十锭必须要忠心
they couldn't return 2 or 1 they had to return 5 and they had to return 10
不光只是赚回两锭银子或者一锭银子是要赚回五锭或者十锭。
So may we not be jealous for what we do not have.
我们也不需要为着没有的去嫉妒别人。
But we must be faithful with what God has given us.
但是对着主已经给我们的必须要忠心。
And may we not be proud with how much God has given us.
而且不需要为神给了我们那一些来骄傲。
Because even that servant with 10 talents, he had to be faithful and return the full 10 talents.
因为就算那个被交付了十锭银子的仆人也要忠心来赚回十锭银子
Our faith must be tested and perfected till the day he returns
我们的信心必须要试验得以完全直到他回来
and this testing will produce produce a glory of eternal weight
这个试验要证实的其实是那个永远的极重的那个荣耀
and this is incomparable to anything that the world can offer
这些与世上所能给我们的比真的是超越太多
we may not see it now but the Lord sees
虽然我们很多时候看不见但是主他看得见
and when he returns he will by the fruit of our lives see if we have been faithful
所以当他回来的时候看到我们的果子他就可以知道我们是不是忠心
and on that day when we meet him face to face
当那一天我们与他面对面的时候
that eternal weight of glory will be revealed
那永远的荣耀要被彰显
so in conclusion
所以在结论的时候
while we're on this earth we must occupy till he returns
我们在这个地上必须要被他所占据只等他回来
we must do the will of God and accomplish his work
我们必须要做主工 来完成他的心意。
But we cannot do this ourselves.
但不能靠我们自己。
We must first learn to turn to the Lord.
我们必须首先学习要来转眼仰望我们的主。
In turning to the Lord, we experience His mercy and His grace.
当我们来转向主的时候，就可以来经历他的怜悯和恩典。
We're reminded of His great love for us.
而且被提醒就是他向着我们那伟大的爱。
And we rely upon His strength and His power.
而且我们可以来依靠他的大能跟大力。
And when we turn to the Lord, we know His heart.
当我们转向主的时候，也知道他的心意。
And we realize that there's that life within us.
而且认识到在我们里面有这样一个生命。
That life of Christ dwells within us.
因为基督的生命就住在我们里面。
And that is the life that we ought to live while we're on this earth.
这就是我们在这地上应该活出的生命。
We won't be judged upon our profession or what we've done for this world.
我们当到时候不是因着我们的职业或者在地上所成就的事情而被主在那里审判。
But God will see how much the life of Christ was lived out within us.
而主所要看的是在我们里面有多少基督的生命可以活出来。
And after and while we're living on this earth, momentary flight afflictions will come our way.
所以当我们这样在地上生活的时候，至暂至轻的苦楚会要临到我们。
And it will come to test our faith.
这些会来要来试验我们的信心。
But may the Lord's kindness keep us to be faithful.
但是愿意神他的慈爱可以保守我们。让我们可以忠心。
That we may endure all the way to the end.
所以我们可以忍耐到底。
And just as my brother shared at the end of his sharing.
就像弟兄刚才在他分享的后面所提到的。
When we see the Lord face to face.
当我们面对面见到主的时候。
May he say, well done, good and faithful servant.
愿意他向我们说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束。
Father, we confess that we speak much about you.
父啊，我们要在你面前承认，很多时候我们来谈论你。
But there is still so much we don't know about you.
但是有许多我们还不知道。
There's so much that you desire to reveal to us.
还有许多许多你要向我们来彰显。
There's so much you desire to teach us.
有许多你要来教导。
So let us not be satisfied with what we've known in the past.
所以让我们不要因着以前所知道的所认识的而骄傲。
But let us turn to you this morning.
让我们今天来转向你。
Let us turn to you each day of our lives.
让我们每一天都在生活里面来转向你。
To see what a God you are.
来看到你是怎样的一位神。
A God who loves us.
是一位爱我们的神。
Who desires to show your mercy and grace to us each day.
你每天都愿意把你的慈爱向我们来显现。
And accomplish your work through your power and your strength.
我们可以这样来成就你的工作，借着你的大能大力。
Lord, we confess that we are often in the way.
我们要在你面前承认，很多时候我们自己成为阻碍。
And we do not allow that life of Christ to be lived out in us.
没有容许你的生命在我们里面可以活出来。
Lord, how we need you.
主啊，我们何等的需要你。
And we confess that we are weak.
我们要承认我们自己是软弱的。
When light afflictions come our way.
当这个生活里面遇见艰难的时候。
We lack the faith to endure.
我们没有那个忍耐到底的信心。
We look to ourselves and try to get through it ourselves.
我们是看自己，要凭着自己经历这一切。
Let us turn to you this morning, Lord.
让我们今天早上来转向你。
We thank you for all of your kindness and your love poured out to us.
感谢你你的恩典跟慈爱向我们来倾倒。
May we be faithful by your power and strength to do your work while we're on this earth.
愿意借着你的大能大力，我们可以在这个地上成为一个忠心的人。
We commit all these words into your hands.
把这些话仰望交托在你的手中。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.